Buccaneers fans, it's a special edition of the Ira Kaufman podcast. We got three rolling this week, but this is the first one, just a short and sweet podcast about Julio Jones coming to the Buccaneers. Julio Jones, the gifts keep on falling from the football gods. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeKemper of JoeBucksFan.com is here. And the man of the hour, the sage of Tampa Bay sports, the baron of Big Storm beer, Mr. Bill Curry Ford himself, the king of Newport Richey, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton, Ira Kaufman, sage. All the fun is presented by Bill Curry Ford, our good buddy Sean Sullivan, the general manager. You can see him now at BillCurryFord.com because when you go there, you can learn all about how they have this fantastic concierge custom care ordering system where you're going to be get help if you want to through the process. And it's so easy to order your vehicle, no deposit. Sean's going to give you a $500 gift card just to do it. And there are other incentives, the Ira Kaufman discount, but I don't want to steal the thunder. You go right to BillCurryFord.com, click on the new vehicle concierge there to get information and about the lifetime warranty for new and used vehicles at Bill Curry Ford. And you can watch the video with Sean Sullivan, yours truly, not yours truly, Sean Sullivan right there laying it all out for you. BillCurryFord.com, third generation family owned in Tampa, 61 plus years. And Ira, very exciting. Saturday is the 10th anniversary of Big Storm Beer, Big Storm Brewing Company, big 10th anniversary bash at the Clearwater location all day, all night. Buy one, get one free beer. For packaged goods, which is an incredible deal, all kinds of other giveaways, their great food, raffles. I'm going to be there, Sage. We're really excited about that and another great year of enjoying Big Storm Beer. Florida's best craft beer is Big Storm Beer. And we thank Florida's Elite Restoration. Florida's Elite Restoration, Sage. They're giving $500 off to your devoted listeners and readers, $500 off. If you have a disaster in your home, storm damage, mold, a flood, whatever it is, you call Florida's Elite Restoration. They'll give you a free assessment, state-of-the-art, 24/7 in your home, if that's what you need, and that's what you're going to need if you have a disaster. And if you choose to use their services, after the free assessment, they'll give you $500, which you can use toward your deductible if you have one, if you're going the insurance route, or just $500 cash back on whatever services you need from them. You just have to let them know you heard about it at JoeBucksFan.com, Florida's Elite Restoration.com, another great family-owned business serving the entire Bay Area. Fantastic. Florida's Elite Restoration. Ira, let's get to the man of the hour, and it's not you for a change. It's Julio Jones.
Steve, when I get out to training camp, I'm going to track down Brian Glazer. I don't care where he is, I'm going to find him. And, Lee, I am going to suggest that Brian Glazer change the door right under that football in the lobby going into One Buck Place and make it a revolving door, DeKemper. I can't keep up with this team. I thought they were all in. In 2020, in 2021, this is beyond the pale. Here comes Rudolph. Here comes Jones. Age doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. Bring him in. Run it past Brady. Thumbs up. I'll say this about Julio Jones, Lee. 2 points. One, he is the all-time leader. He is number one in league history. 102 years of football. In receiving yards per game. He is number one. I think it's about 92 yards a game. It's a big, big number. It's bigger than Calvin Johnson. It's bigger than Jerry Rice. He's number one. Ironically, the guy that's in second place is Justin Jefferson, who's only played 2 years, and he's that good. That's why he's a fantasy league favorite. Lee, the other part about Julio Jones, which has always puzzled me, he doesn't score a lot of touchdowns, Lee. He doesn't score a lot of touchdowns. He's the opposite of Mike Evans. Mike Evans never found an end zone he didn't like. Julio Jones has only scored 10 or more touchdowns once in his career. Evans got 27 touchdowns in the last 2 years. So anyway, I think he's got enough to contribute, Lee. He ain't bumping anybody out of a starting job. It's still going to be Evans. It's still going to be Godwin when healthy. But Lee's got Tom Brady. And Tom Brady can make anybody. If he makes some of those schlubs on the Patriots look good, you can imagine what he's doing to Jones. It can't hurt Lee. And those young receivers better buckle up because somebody's going to be out of a job shortly.
Oh, that's what I thought. Tyler Johnson, time to get consistent. Scotty Miller, time to stay healthy. I really believe that. That's you know, Darden, you know me, I don't think anything of Darden. He hasn't shown me anything to give me a reason to think anything of him. He was Bruce Arians' pet. Bruce Arians is no longer the coach. So I just wonder if he's the odd man out, though, and here's a big though, the Bucs haven't brought anybody in that could contest for a kick or punt return. So right now, it looks like the Bucs are stuck with that guy, bad, good, or indifferent. I hope Julio's got something left in him. I don't know. Sure didn't look like it in Tennessee. But no. Here's the thing. He's playing for a ring. Same with Kyle Rudolph. Kyle Rudolph, Steve heard the interview. Kyle Rudolph's all jacked up. I'm playing for Tom Brady, playing for a great team. I got a chance to win a ring. Julio Jones knows the same thing. So not only does Tom Brady make receivers look good, when receivers know that they're at the end of their line and have a chance to win a ring, that also makes them look good. So, hey, you got Tom Brady. You don't know how long you have him. You go for the gusto. Don't fart around. Thankfully, the Bucs aren't farting around.
And, Steve, look how much things have changed in the last month, Steve. A month ago, we're on this podcast. We're saying, well, wait a minute. I don't know that Brady's got enough targets. You got Evans. When's Godwin going to be available? October, November? What's going on with Godwin? We don't know about Gage. Is he ready for training camp? Gronk looks like he's retired. They got a couple of rookie tight ends. Steve, it's just unbelievable what goes on at One Buck Place on the brink of training camp. And now you're hearing good things about Godwin, Gage, Lavonte David. Steve, this is a good ship lollipop right now.
Anybody can Google a good ship lollipop and get caught up to speed with Ira there.
Does that come from Shirley Temple?
I think it might.
Oh, boy. That's the Wayback Machine.
Hey, look, Sage, a few things on a few fronts here. First, you're right. Julio Jones has never really been a strong red zone target. It's just a myth. Sounds nice, but he's never caught a lot of touchdowns, and he's played on some prolific offenses, and it's just not been his thing. The numbers are there. You know, he just doesn't, you know, even in his prime, he was catching 6 touchdowns a year, and people were calling him the greatest receiver in the game. So that's just not his thing, and that's fine. The Bucs don't need him to catch touchdowns. It doesn't mean he doesn't catch touchdowns, but the Bucs don't need him to. Second, I watch a lot of games on the replay, the NFL Game Pass. I don't waste a lot of time watching other stuff. And bottom line is, I didn't see any issue with Julio Jones. I thought they just couldn't get him the ball. You know, yes, he was hurt. Yes, he missed some games, but he averaged more yards per catch than Mike Evans last year. He still caught 60-something percent of the balls thrown his way last year, which is where Mike Evans was. And, you know, if you watch the games, he looks pretty good out there. He's not Julio Jones from the past, but he also was not playing with a good quarterback and was not playing in a good passing offense at all. It's a run-first kind of offense in Tennessee. So, I don't know. We talked, and I laid it out for you guys a while ago. We wrote about it, that when guys leave Matt Ryan, they don't do so well. That's just the facts. So I don't expect Russell Gage to play so great with the Bucs beyond what he did in Atlanta. I don't see that, but he'd still be a good player. But I do expect Julio Jones, if he's healthy, to just turn this thing into a freaking juggernaut, Ira. This is just unbelievable. You want to be a defensive coordinator? You want to be Dan Quinn soiling his pants tonight, thinking about the Bucs lining up 4 wide with Julio Jones? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And the one reason I like Julio Jones, I'll liken him a bit to Jason Pierre-Paul. You know, some people might count him out because, you know, he had down year, he was hurt a little bit, but the guy has always been a freakish athlete with a tremendous work ethic, legendary kind of work ethic. I don't expect anything less from him. And we heard the rumors, I believe Lee wrote it up months ago, that Tom Brady was talking to Julio Jones. And, you know, Brady's getting what he wants. And it's not coming in the form of extra pass rushers, although I won't say the Bucs are necessarily done. But I think this is fantastic. This move, I will personally buy both of you guys a fancy dinner if Cyril Grayson is on this roster come September, barring an injury, you know, of course, in training camp. But if there's no injury, I think he's out of here. You know, I just think this is just an incredible move. Ira, this could be the best receiving core we've ever seen in the history of the National Football League if Julio Jones is healthy, Ira, and Chris Godwin comes back like he's on track to do by the end of the season. It could be that, Ira. I don't know who's ever had four weapons like this. Russell Gage is the highest paid number three receiver in the history of football.
Steve, we have to remember that Rudolph and Jones have had injury issues. They're not 27. Lee, that's the reason they were available. You know, there were some questions about these guys. Past their prime, question mark. Injuries, catching up with them, question mark. So that's why they were out there. But the Bucs don't hesitate. They make their move. Steve said it in passing, Lee. It needs to be said again. Brady, big factor. Rudolph, Jones, Brady signing off. Maybe even instigating the whole thing. That's not a crazy suggestion that the original idea came from Brady. Now, let's not go crazy. Rudolph ain't Gronkowski. He's not. Not by anybody's imagination. 5 years ago, he wasn't Gronkowski. So he's certainly not going to be him in 2022. You know, and here's one thing, Lee, that we haven't mentioned about the Julio Jones acquisition. And I think it's an important one. And this goes right to a column that I just wrote, Lee, about the Bucs don't have these drama queens that you see going on with these other franchises on the brink of training camp. Holdouts, malcontents. The Bucs don't have. I mean, they got a couple of injury questions. They got competition, but they don't have the nut jobs. Antonio Brown's not here, Lee. And here's my point about Julio Jones. From everything I know about this guy, and I've checked him out with people that know him, Lee, he's not a diva. He's in the Evans-Godwin class. And if he doesn't get a lot of targets, Lee, which he may not when you got Evans and Godwin ahead of you, and maybe even Gage, he's not going to bitch, Lee. He's not going to be a distraction. He's not going to be an Antonio Brown. And I think the Bucs were very careful with this move.
First off, winning is the greatest perfume. That's number one. Number two, you know, Antonio Brown was just a complete and total mental patient. I don't know if we've ever seen anyone like Antonio Brown, not just with the Bucs. I'm talking the NFL. Just a complete and total lunatic. I don't know what the subject's about, but I don't think the Bucs will have any problems with anybody whining about catches. Godwin doesn't, Evans doesn't. Julio Jones never had that history. I don't think Kyle Rudolph is that way. Gage never heard anything about that. So, no, they didn't bring in a guy that's going to be divisive.
Sage, just looked it up real quick. It was Skip Bayless of FS1 who back in March said a source close to Julio Jones was telling him that Tom Brady had been messaging him, inviting him to come to Tampa and, quote, let's be great together. And that's
unbelievable.
That's back in March. That's back in March. And we learned that Kyle Rudolph said on Sirius that Brady was recruiting him in 2021. And the relationship goes back to Charlie Weiss, who coached Rudolph in college. And Rudolph said, you know, basically Weiss put an ND logo on the Patriots playbook. And in college had us all watching Brady film and the Patriots offense of the Weiss days. And so he's very familiar with Brady as a player and always admired him. And that the two were introduced and kept in touch a little bit. And Brady was saying in 2021, come on, come out here. And, you know, of course, Rudolph went for the money. And everybody seems to think everywhere that the Giants situation last year was almost worse than whatever Todd Bowles was dealing with when he was with the Jets. So, and that's an X factor now. We got Rudolph, we got Logan Ryan from the Giants, and crazy, Ira. I don't know. I just think, but you were just talking, hey, maybe Julio Jones is behind Gage. Well, if that's the case and he's healthy, that's the greatest receiving core in the NFL history. Who's better, Ira? I can't sleep.
I correct me if I'm wrong, Lee. Didn't Brady personally recruit Russell Gage? Didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Didn't he recruit Leonard Fournette, Lee?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
And Gronk.
And Gronk. Unbelievable.
Steve's asked this twice, Ivory. You dodged it both times. Is there a better top four receiving group in NFL history than what the Bucs have now?
Probably not if you consider four. I mean, Evans and Godwin are a great tandem. Maybe there's been some tandems that are equally as good, maybe even better.
Sure.
You know, when you go down the depth chart, Lee, and you count the four guys now, you know, you may not get 2019 Julio Jones. You may not get it. You probably won't. That was his last big, big season. But Steve's right. It's going to be a big, big problem. Most teams don't have two good corners. How are you going to cover these guys when you spread them out? Even if Rudolph doesn't contribute that much, Lee, it's a big prop D coordinators.
Lee, thanks for trying to pin Ira down there. I was so excited I didn't go back at him, and I appreciate that. Here's the math, Ira, because I know what a math genius you are. If Julio Jones is the best number four receiver in football, which he doesn't have to do a lot. He doesn't have to do a lot to be the best number four in the game. Russell Gage may very well be the best number three in the game. Mike Evans is a future Hall of Famer and a top five receiver. And Chris Godwin, you know, if he's healthy, he's certainly the best number two in the game. So how could you almost even ever get better than that? It's mind-blowing. Jason Light must be just, rolling out the caviar and barking at Team Glazer for a raise about now.
It's pretty damn strong on paper, Lee. It's pretty damn strong.
All right, Ira. Look, we got all excited to talk some Julio Jones. We've got training camp tomorrow morning, kicking it off, and we'll be recording after Wednesday's practice over at Bill Curry Ford with just all kinds of excitement. I know Sean Sullivan, the GM there, is going to join us for 10 minutes or so. He's bouncing off the walls excited. And of course, again, we'll thank Big Storm Beer. Get your Big Storm Beer and get ready for Saturday's 10th anniversary celebration at the Clearwater location all day long. Follow them on social media. And anytime you've got a disaster in your home, you know what to do. Florida's Elite Restoration is who you call 24/7. Get that free assessment. Florida's Elite Restoration. Ira, Lee, final thought on Julio Jones? Final thought?
Boy, if somehow or another Julio Jones can squeeze out, one of his Atlanta seasons with the Bucs, with this receiving core, holy cow. Right now, if Julio Jones is plays like he's 2 or 3 years younger, I would have to put the Bucs over the Rams as the number one contender in the NFC.
And you know what strikes me too, Steve, about Julio Jones is just like Rudolph and just like Fournette and just like Gage, Brady handpicks these guys, Steve, not just for their talents, but for their hunger. They want a ring. This guy's got 7 rings, and now he's in the business of giving guys their first ring. It's remarkable.
I am speechless, and hopefully he shows up healthy. I'm assuming he passed a physical, and I don't know if he'll be there tomorrow at training camp, but he'll be there soon, Ira. And, that scoring 30 points a game might have just gone up to 32 points a game with that kind of potential threat on the field. All right, Ira, we'll see you tomorrow. Get your fresh towel to wrap around your neck and all the other things you do. Get your coffee, and we'll see you out there.